Psalm 99, verses 6 through 9, that's our passage today as we continue our journey through the Psalms. This psalm talks about some Old Testament characters. Moses and Aaron were among the priests. Samuel was among those who called on his name. They called on the Lord, and he answered them. He spoke to them from the pillar of cloud and kept his statutes and decrees that he gave them. Lord our God, you answered them. You are to Israel a forgiving God, though you punished their misdeeds. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy mountain, for the Lord our God is holy. So in this psalm, the writer drives home the point that God is holy. There's no one like him. He's set apart from all others. This truth is expressed in verses 3 and 5 of the psalm. And then in the final verse, there's this exclamation, for the Lord our God is holy. However, God's holiness, his set-apartness, does not mean that he's unreachable. Moses, Aaron, and Samuel are three examples the psalmist gives of God having a personal relationship with man. They called on the Lord. They spoke to the holy God, and he heard them. God listened to mere men express their hearts and answered them. Think about that. Mere men called to God, and he answered them. It's an amazing truth, isn't it? We can speak to the holy God as we would speak with a friend. He's never too busy. He's never preoccupied. God will always listen when you call on him. He will always answer in his perfect time and according to his perfect plan. And what a comfort it is to know that you can call on God right now and you can tell him everything on your heart. Why don't you do that? Father, thank you for listening to my prayer. And here are the things that are on my heart today. Just take some time to share with God everything on your heart. Amen.